Hello.
Hi.
Hey guys, how are we doing?
Hey.
Long time no see.
I know. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's practically fall now. My son started school again yesterday, so.
It's so crazy, isn't it?
He got his driver's license on Monday.
Whoa! Did he drive himself to school?
No, he's gonna walk or bike to school, so. He does not. First of all, he does not have a car at his disposal at all times. Second of all, he does not have a place to park the car at the school. So those two things will prevent that from happening.
Wow,
But I'm going to
it's a
have to
big.
decide. I'm like, do I want him to drive to downtown Chicago?
How do you feel with him as a driver?
I mean, he's still kind of inexperienced, is how I feel. Like, I think he's not reckless, but he's not always as aware of things as he should be, or isn't, it's not like second nature. There's a lot of thinking that goes on.
Yeah, I don't know if I've told you this, I probably did, but I have five sons. And so in that sample size, there are some kids that were just natural drivers, like they always knew what was around them spatially, and there are others that were just clueless.
Yeah, I think
So
he falls in the middle. I mean, the good thing is like he has like an encyclopedic knowledge of the streets around Metro Chicago, so he's not going to get lost. But he his tendency when things start feeling difficult is to kind of get really slow, which is not like a necessarily a safe tool.
right, tactic, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of like he's not gonna, kind of gun it. But he just he doesn't, he gets a little drivers get a little impatient. So I don't know how you managed to pay for all that insurance, Mike. I was like,
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
$2,400 is how much our insurance went up by.
Yeah, my wife pays all the bills, so thankfully I never had to see those. Never had to know how much things were costing, but yeah. Yeah, it is expensive. Kids are expensive.
I'm sorry that I'm late. We have 35 degrees Celsius outside and nearly inside this office. And I need to apologize if I'm not saying any sensible word here.
I just ate an ice.
Yeah, I'm longing for an ice. I just have lukewarm water here. It is
Oh.
absolutely not satisfying.
Yeah, my flat is really cold, so we have like 25, 26.
No, it's now, yeah, it's over 30 degrees in my office.
Hitzefrei.
Yeah, hitzefrei. Hi, Boa.
Hey.
I'm just a little bit complaining.
Oh, that's a good thing.
But we have a good crowd today. So Joe is joining us.
Yeah.
I'm simply starting, okay? Because we just have 30 minutes and
Just go for it.
Yeah,
the
go.
point is housekeeping. So moderator today is Boaz, note taker is Suzanne, and I'm just responsible to find the moderator for next time and the note taker for next time. Who's going to volunteer? And to announce that after next time, I'm away for until WUFCON. Just to let
I'll
you know.
volunteer for one of those, and I don't care which one, so you can pick whether
Then
I'm note taker or moderator, your choice.
Mike, you are now the moderator who's going to take notes.
I'll take notes.
And Joe is taking notes. Wonderful.
Actually, shoot, I'm out of town next week. I cannot take notes.
Okay, then
Aha.
I'll take notes.
Okay, I would have volunteered as well, but okay, then
okay. Yeah, I may miss next week. We're having our staff day. I don't have a schedule of events, but I volunteered to do some things, so I'm kind of waiting on that.
So you're not there next week, Kristen?
I don't know yet. It's like staff day, but I volunteered to help with some setup, and I'm not sure what time I'm needed. So wait until I hear.
Okay, let's get going because we want to finish everything about the members meeting, I think, today, just to get it done. So we wanted to make sure that we are all right with the theme. And I wrote it down in that agenda. At that point last week, it was about the vision and its reality. So like what is the folio vision and how is the reality? And then, you know, like we are asking questions around that theme. Still okay? Any ideas on changing it or anything like that that will make it fun? Okay. All right. All right. Cool. Kirsten. We don't hear.
I mean, we are having a panel, right? Right. So yeah. Maybe would it be a good idea to start with some introductory statement from each panelist before
yeah.
they're asking those questions? So maybe which goes a little bit into the direction: what do I do at the moment for the community or in the community to empower, so see that people can see the empowerment through these panelists in a way.
Okay. Christine?
So last time we started talking about our makeup of the panel, and then we thought maybe we were being too insular. I had to miss the community council meeting this week, but I didn't see it in the notes that we talked about it because I think it was going to go to the community council for ideas. Is that right?
That's right.
So do we have ideas for who we want to have be on the panel? Just, you know, WolfCon is now like about a month away. So I think we need to make sure people know if they're going to do this.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, so I don't know if anybody raised it.
I think we ran out of time, really, before we got to that.
We had the panel lists, and then we decided, oh, it's just us, or we noticed it's just us, and maybe we should find someone else who's not in the members group. And the idea was to have one from the from EBSCO. So someone wanted to reach out to Christopher. Who was that?
That was me. I've not heard back from him.
So that's still on the agenda. Then we wanted to have one from Index Data.
Mike volunteered.
Mike volunteered. The question is, do we want to have Mike? I mean, I would love to have Mike.
Yeah.
But you are on the. I don't know if you have an idea who might can do it. Additionally, we wanted to have one from the networks. I was on the list, and I think, same reason for Mike. I can volunteer to think Suzanne might maybe want to ask Edwin for that.
Yeah, I had in mind. I had it in mind, so I can.
Would you like to ask Edwin if he would participate in that panel?
I can do.
I think Edwin.
Yeah. He won't be there, but I can ask him.
Yeah,
if
of course. From the networks, I mean, only Paul is there, and Paul is CC chair, so that's the same reason why we want to have someone else.
Yeah.
I ask him.
Okay.
And we wanted to have someone from a normal, good-sized library and a very active member.
And that was your name, Christine.
That was Christine. So we kicked us all out again. I mean, here we have a lot of choice, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But whom to pick?
Do you? I mean, I could. This is not like a unknown name, but I could reach out to Alexis. She's not chair of PC anymore, and she does have kind of a high level, but not a hosted library, and kind of would give a different perspective, perhaps.
Yeah.
Sounds very
I
good.
check with her. Okay, I'll reach out to her and see.
Okay. And I guess, Mike, you're the only Indexdata person maybe there, right? So like it's not.
Yeah, I'm actually not going to be physically present.
Oh, okay.
And
Is someone
neither is Seb, neither is Lynn. So, we could have like from our team, Wayne will be there, Tara will be there, Peter Murray will be there.
choose your favorite kind of
Yeah,
thing?
so if that's better, if it's better to have someone in person, then
Yeah.
I can, I think Wayne might be the best choice.
Yeah, I think Tara, I was looking at the schedule, and after we moved it, it interferes with app interaction. So I think she might be occupied.
Mike, tangent, what's Sad's last name?
Seb's last name? Yeah,
Hammer.
it Hammer.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
And we wanted to have someone from a smaller institution.
Is there a new library that we can kind of bring into the panel? I think it can be fun to have a new member too, not just us older gen.
I'm not sure if we can convince someone from Linköping, which is
Maybe.
quite new. They are very shy.
Oh.
And we want to pick someone who's physically going to be there as well, right?
What about there was always Susan Cole Glazier, for example. She was
Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah. No, she's certainly not a new member.
No,
At
that's not,
a
but
small institution that's part of like the five colleges.
okay.
If you want, I could reach out to her. I don't know if she's going or not.
Okay. How about you try that?
Okay, I mean, I know her from, because she's been very active in like the acquisition SIG for many years, really. And I think she also, contributes to metadata management, data import.
Okay.
They're kind of like a, she's definitely a jack of all trades. So,
Yes.
Joe?
Oh, I just said nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, this group looks much better than our last idea.
Here we
Better.
go. Okay, so we got six people, I think, now, and I think we have Susan and I as facilitators. We had two questions on the list of questions that we want because we wanted to make sure that we have enough time for people to converse with each other and ask questions and so it's going to be a little more dynamic than just a panel, like talking about things and all of that. So what do you think about those two questions? Or they still hold? Do we want to change anything? I like the introduction, Kirsten. So like maybe, we kind of spend like a minute per person to just talk a little bit about what they do, what they are, who they represent. Mike?
Will we have a moderator? Is there someone who's going to be you're going to
It's
be the
me
moderator? Okay, perfect.
and Susan.
Okay, great.
Kristen?
I think it would be good not just to introduce themselves, but ask the people for a statement what they experienced in the community since they are working in it. So why are they sitting on this chair now? And from there, I think they can maybe talk about not just what they see as benefits of the membership and what they do want the membership. Yeah, that is already leading to the question, where do they see the challenges and what kind of solutions would they propose or would like to see followed? I mean, they can't do it all by themselves, that's clear. But where do they see the best potential in solutions?
Okay. Kirsten, you wanted to check on the previous members meeting kind of info. I don't know if you had time. All right.
I'm really overloaded at the moment. I'm so sorry. I should.
Okay.
And I will provide that to next time.
I don't know if we'll have enough time to do much next time. So if okay, and if you have time, because we don't have to check on that. Like if you can, like on Slack or, you know,
I will put it into so that it is ready when we start next time.
Okay. I'm just thinking if there are questions that we want to make sure we are, you know, continuing them. Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, I think it's all fine. And let's keep it to very few questions. So like we're not getting into like spending the 50 minutes, I think, all on panel stuff that, you know. Is there anything else that you want to like, so if usually, you know, like people takes a little while to transition from a panel to kind of free flowing kind of questions or anything, do we want to prepare like ahead of time, like a couple of questions that we can follow up on just in case? So like, I mean, I'm usually kind of all right flying with whatever shows up, but I don't mind whatever. What do you all think? What is there, like a little bit about what you were just saying, maybe, Kirsten? How do you make it happen?
Yeah, I mean, maybe is it fair to ask? I mean, we are not inviting completely inexperienced people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe is it fair to ask what they think about the ongoing initiatives and the councils for maintenance,
okay,
and governance discussions. I mean, maybe that is something we can even pass to the panelists in advance, that they might can pick those topics up, and so that they can add some input to this discussion, which is then publicly listened to.
I think that's wise, because otherwise, you know, outside of the councils, no one knows that this is being talked about. Right. So that might make some members' ears perk up.
Yeah, but I think when I'm looking on the list, I mean, Wayne can be prepared by Mike, and we can point Sarah to this, and I'm pretty sure she's reading minutes as well. So we don't have inexperienced people where it would be unfair to ask those questions.
I like that. So this is quite a big different direction than the two questions that we have, I think. So like let's say, you know, like people were kind of homeworking the new models, you know, like the sustainability models and framework and all that, like, you know, the panelists can react to those models and, like, you know, like say that will bring it home that we're now discussing like quite serious things in the membership, and so I like that. I think it makes better sense than the very general questions about future and, you know, like all of that stuff. I mean, it's almost like vision, reality, and in between, you know, we have those new documents and ideas.
Exactly. And I mean, the first two questions, I wouldn't even say it's a completely different thing, because the outcome of these introductory questions, if someone is introducing herself or himself and talking about experiences in the community,
mm-hmm.
and then talking about benefits and membership, that is maybe the marketing part of the discussion, and then what should the member community be doing, shouldn't that lead directly to work on sustainable software deliverance and work on a
Hopefully.
participating and transparent governance. I mean, those things are coming since 10 years. So pointing them directly to the ongoing initiative maybe bring
like
some flesh to everything, whatever.
So we need to prepare like a little packet to send with an email to whoever is gonna be attending this. You know, and I don't know, this is back to those questions about who we need to include in a possible Confluence members area. Do we have a way to communicate with the members that are gonna be coming to this meeting?
We do have a members email list, which is recent.
Okay.
It's called folio-members@something.
Okay.
I know Paul wanted to take care of a new wiki area, but I don't think that something is already ready here. Can we put this on the notes as a note somewhere to follow up in one of the next meetings? What about the wiki?
Because the invite is to all staff belonging to a member's organization, right? It's not just to the lead member.
I really tried super, super hard to enhance the members list to at least those who are visible in the community. And it should be very clearly mentioned in the email, please pass this email forward. Don't sit on it.
Right. Okay, so we have a few steps. So like, let's make sure we write up what it is that we're going to be doing. We get the okay, good to go from the speakers. We probably need to know that in the next, I don't know, early next week, before the meeting on Thursday. And then we need to kind of cobble up, you know, the message and often send it out to members, inviting them to the meeting and all of that. And then, you know, like everything should be set to go. And like, if we can, you know, finalize those three questions, you know, that we're going with, that will be great. And then, you know, like, I think the discussion is going to be much more interesting if we do it this way. Do we record or take minutes, or how are we going to be going about the actual activity during the meeting?
I think the least thing we should do is really take very good minutes.
And
I'm not sure about the recording, but what we said is that the wiki area is exactly to provide recordings to the members. So in this case, I would do a recording.
Okay.
And maybe it is recorded anyway because it's in the WolfCon setup.
I don't know.
Yeah.
As Jesse's, would that be like, so the members meeting is going to be also virtual? It is. Okay.
Must. Because otherwise, half of the
members. So, well, then in that case, Mike can still do the mic thing.
The what?
Yeah, I mean, I could do that remotely, but also I think Wayne is a good person to have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too.
Edwin's
I mean,
going to be remote. So.
Edwin will be remote.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, given that Tom's now back on CC, that Alexis is still an okay choice?
Yeah.
I just am thinking about this, like, I mean, I know she'll probably speak her mind.
Okay.
Would I be putting her in any sort of an awkward, because I know one of these proposals is really being driven by Tom.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's a very good point. I mean, I could
for
think
sure
of Jeremy Huff as well. But Jeremy is now product council chair. And if we don't want to.
He's kind of driving one of these models too. And if we're trying to get.
Yeah.
I'm driving one of the models.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
that's true. So
maybe just ask Alexis what her comfort level is.
Yeah, I mean, I like, you know, I always like, I think Jeremy's very articulate also as an independent library and
what?
So this is totally off topic, but did you hear the news that Jesse is leaving Cornell?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man. Where's he going?
He's going to SUNY Binghamton. And he's going to be like the AUL for technology. I don't quite have the name right, but it's a higher level.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a big gap.
Big loss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in America, you're always leaving so fast. So it's already September.
I mean, this is like he's been at Cornell his entire career, so he is not leaving fast in that sense.
No, but I mean, the from announcement to happening, I mean, in Germany, it's often half a year. And in America, yeah, it's next week.
It's 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, we have like 3 to 9 months.
But I don't know. I think I may be wrong that maybe he's going to be able to continue something, but not sure.
He will try to be the folio manager until someone else is found. So this is already a good opportunity in each circle we are meeting. Find a new folio manager.
Right.
And it, unfortunately, it needs to be someone from America because of the legal questions.
That's right.
So us Germans, we don't need to search.
That's right.
Or we what can is of course search in America, but not in Germany.
What does the folio manager do?
Oh, it is. Oh, Joe, why don't you volunteer? It would be great.
I mean, I'm curious. It's like
because it is such an easy job. You're getting a notice from me. Please sign this MOU, and yep. Then you need to sign it very quickly.
Okay.
Otherwise, okay. I'm on your heels. And,
okay.
And then send it back to me. That's the minimal piece of the job, and everything else you do is your choice.
Okay, sign me up. I'm in.
Really?
Yeah, I'll just do it. I'm coming off some local committees, so I got some bandwidth.
We're laughing because I used to do that. Kristen is doing a lot of work.
Yeah,
and yep. I think it's kind of like quite easy at this point.
Yeah, it's dialed in.
Yeah.
So you are okay if I'm saying this to the officers channel and then I'm directly inviting you to the officers channel.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wow.
It'll make me look better for promotions.
This is the best outcome of meeting today.
Okay. Well, that was an effective half an hour.
That was fast.
It doesn't help us with Alexis now.
Yeah.
So well,
that's okay. Just a conversation.
Let's talk to her and see. Otherwise, you know, I can. I would check in. Another person I was thinking of is Autumn Faulkner,
mm-hmm.
from Michigan State, as another big library. You know, engaged at a really sort of a nuts and bolts. I'm sort of thinking, you know, maybe she would even be a better choice because I'm just thinking about the direction these questions are going. If we're trying to get some feedback from
go for her
who haven't been involved in these conversations, you know what I mean? I'm just gesturing here.
Just go for her, Christine. We need the answers by
okay. I'm going to reach out to Autumn and see if she's going, and then see instead of Alexis first. Just trying to think of somebody who will really be coming at this fresh and give input into the governance issues from a little bit of a different perspective.
Awesome. So we got it done, right? So like we have the questions, please review them once more just to make sure that they're good to go. Kirsten, you're gonna be looking at the previous time if there's something we're missing that we can still adjust or whatever. We have the theme, we're gonna reach out to people, we're gonna send an email by Thursday next week or during Thursday, just to make sure that all the members, as much as we can, are aware that this meeting is happening at that time in WolfCon. I'm going to check with Jesse just to see if the remote stuff is kind of on and everything works out and all of that. Okay. Anything left over there? No, we're good. Susan, maybe you're going to be doing the free questions and I'm going to start, if that's okay. So I'm going to talk just a little bit about our group, saying why we're here, and then like going to the, like the panelists and, Christine.
Yeah. So are you, who is somebody writing up a doc of like invitation to these panelists and what they should be looking at in advance? Did you say you were doing that, Boaz?
I will do that.
Okay. I'm not trying to volunteer you. I'm just
Yeah,
trying to,
yeah, yeah.
because what I think I can do is I can at least confirm the panelists and tell them that we'll be coming.
Great.
Okay.
Cool. So we'll see each other next week.
Yeah, Boaz, what I'm doing is I'm pasting the email address for the Folio members in our minutes.
Okay.
So if we are writing the invitation, who's writing the invitation by that way?
I will write it.
Yeah, then this is the email list to send to.
Okay.
All right. Have
Thanks,
a good
everybody.
week, everybody.
You
Have
too.
a good week. Good
Bye.
meeting. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
See y'all.